What are some of my tips as a startup sportswear, streetwear, when buying your clothing from Alibaba? How do I do it? Well, watch this episode. You guys are in for a good one. Number one, when vetting suppliers or when ordering clothing from Alibaba, first thing that you want to do is vet for credibility and reliability. My biggest recommendation is don't put all your eggs in one basket. Reach out to 20 to 30 suppliers for any desired need. Also, sift through the reviews. You can look at different star ratings, you can look at completed projects, you can look at what their typical turnaround time, and make sure that the reviews that you're looking for are actually verified. Number two is ask for a facility tour. In my experience, the suppliers that you can hop on a quick video call with are actually a lot more reliable than some of the suppliers where they are unwilling to get in front of a camera. In China, you may be dealing with a middle agent that have and coordinate with a variety of different suppliers or factories, and they sort of act as a middleman. For most situations, you don't need a Chinese middleman for access to a Chinese supplier. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you're communicating directly, in this case, with the factory. One thing I like to do as well is try to go outside of Alibaba for any potential understanding or visual confirmation of what the supplier is like. I'll search for a video on YouTube, perhaps, about that company. You find that some of the suppliers, the ones that are the most forward-thinking, are the ones who have engaged in these Western platforms, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, whether it's YouTube. They make an effort to establish themselves and to communicate with a Western audience. Number three is quality of communication. And quality of communication comes in frequency, time delay, and it comes in actual quality of communication. So how well are they able to understand what you're saying, and how well are they able to respond to what you're saying? So when it comes to frequency, if you have a supplier where it takes them 24 or 48 hours to respond to a single message, this is not something that is scalable. You want someone that they're able to respond quickly. You want a supplier that has a proper sales team and proper management team that can address issues and can communicate effectively against those issues. So trust your gut and communicate effectively. Make sure they do as well. Number four, when buying from Alibaba, even if you're buying either an OEM, which means that this is a custom-made product, typically you provide a tech pack for it, or an ODM product. So this is a product that is based off of a catalog. In both scenarios, you want to ask for an actual sample of the product. If you're asking for an OEM product, ask them what the limitations of the OEM product are. So some suppliers may tell you, oh, there are no limitations, and they may send you the most beautiful sample that is extremely well done. And then when it comes to bulk production, you notice that the quality of the sample is severely trimmed back. Then when you receive the sample, you want to ensure that all the detailing, such as your prints, your labels, and your tags, are placed correctly, and ensure that they have the durability to last wear and tear over time. Major mistakes at this stage do not bode well for future production. Number five is negotiate. Everything in production is negotiable. You can negotiate on the minimum order quantity. You can negotiate on the total minimum order quantity. How much to negotiate or how little to negotiate will depend on the size of your order, how established your brand is, how many times you've done business with the supplier. So trust your gut when it comes to how much you should negotiate, but always look at finding a win-win solution that's going to keep your supplier invested and ready for them to help you troubleshoot and solve issues when they arise. Number six, last but not least, is use absolute caution when dealing with Alibaba suppliers. You're about to spend a lot of money with a factory or a company that you've never met before. Sometimes what you'll notice is these suppliers will tell you that they've manufactured for brands XYZ. They may have even just only made a sample for these brands. At the same time, you will want to make sure that the images they're posting on their website are real, authentic images. Ask for visual verification of anything that you may have a doubt about. If you're looking with help to do your own designs, to do your own developments, maybe you need access to quality suppliers, we at FitDesign can offer that for you. Check fitdesign.com. Guys, I say this from the very bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Fit Design TV. Until next week's episode, stay awesome.